Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Welcome to The Hemp Show. This is powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up, I'd like to welcome Bill Roman, the Director of Sales and Marketing for AMS Solutions. Always been interested in science and has a degree in exercise science. He grew up playing football and briefly played professional arena football. After that, Bill pursued his interest in science and got into sales and marketing with a bio-nutrition company. Bill had used cannabis for recovery after games and training, and he began reading more about CBD and its benefits. When the opportunity became more involved, Bill presented himself. He jumped in it. Last September, he moved to Southern Oregon and began his journey directing a sales and marketing for AMS Solutions in Ashland. Sorry for messing that up. I must have had the script all wrong. Thanks for joining us and welcome, Bill.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good morning. Good morning.
Leave it up to the football players to mess up each other's intros. Many hits to the head. We're all dealing with CTE here.
Yeah, that's why we're all talking about CBD, right?
Yep, exactly. That's the reason I got into the industry. So it seems like it's very similar to you.
Yeah, great neuroprotectant amongst other things. So it's great to be here. It's great to be a part of this platform. You know, we had a good experience watching last month and we're happy to be presenting this month.
Excellent. Yeah. So I'd love to learn more about AMS Solutions. Please, you know, tell us everything you do, where you got started, what type of services and products you offer, and just dive into all of it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're located down in Ashland, Oregon in the Rogue Valley. We've been around for a little over a year now, but our chief science officer has over 25 years working with the plant, as well as pharmaceuticals. He's an MD. He's a chemist, very experienced in all facets of the cannabis extraction, from the chromatography methods that we do for our T3 products. He has a lot of experience under his belt and has a lot of great products and things that he's brought to the table here. So we're able to, you know, now formulate really pure and consistent products that we're able to offer in bulk, as well as in some retail lines and white labeling services that some of which are currently launched and some of which we are launching over the next couple months. So we've got a lot of exciting things going on moving into 2021. You know, like everyone else, we've experienced some delays in things getting delivered and things of that nature that have, you know, delayed a couple things, but you know, we are pushing forward with great speed now. We've got some great new processing equipment that's online that we're going to be looking, you know, after our pilot contracts that we have already going, we're going to be looking for new groups to work with on those. To really break down some of our products, you know, we have bulk THC-free distillate. We also have compliant distillate. We have custom vape formulations with a library of 10 terpene profiles that we're offering right now. And those services can be either done in bulk. So if a client has their own method of filling, you know, they can buy the bulk kilos, or if they'd like the service of having the carts filled for them, we also have a vape jet unit here that is very efficient, and we can get about, I would say, 500 carts done in an hour, sometimes a little bit better than that. So we're really happy with the progress there as well. You know, as far as R&D goes, we've got a lot of different R&D products. You know, we can do a nano water. That's going to be one of our top priorities for 2021. We're able to have it odorless, colorless, tasteless. These are a lot of R&D projects that our CSO has already proven out and has on the shelf at one of his labs in California. And now we're going to be upgrading our production here to be able to mass produce, you know, bulk volumes of that. So that people can purchase a concentrated kilo, or again, we're working with some co-packers to eventually white label, you know, nano water lines and things of that nature. So it's going to be a combination of a lot of things. We're going to have retail products, we're going to have bulk ingredients, and we're also going to have services to help service the industry as far as, you know, tolling, THC remediation. We just, got online our big Chemtech 75 distillation skid, which will do 1,000 kilos a month conservatively of tolling. We're hoping to really scale that up, but you know, we're starting conservatively with the numbers we're putting out for that. A lot of things going on, Mark. I don't know if you have any questions you want to jump in with.
I got a few comments. I definitely have some questions. You mentioned the jet vape loader, the one that does 500 an hour, you said, right?
Yeah, that was our best run. You know, we're back there having fun with it. It's a really cool unit. It uses cameras to sense the tray, and it reads each individual cart, and the tray moves, and then the dispenser, the needle dispenses it. And you
Does it also cap it? Does it also cap the vape as well?
No, there's no capping on that. Okay. So that's something we got to do here on our own. But, you know, we've got that all set up and kind of streamlined, so it hasn't been too much of a staffing problem for us.
We're okay.
Done really efficiently too. We've got pretty much all the caps ready to go, plugged and you know, sterilized. And
yeah, the reason that one caught my ear is just because I remember back when I get an order of 100 vape cartridges and we'd fill them by hand. We had a repeater pipe of tours, and that took, I mean, 500 vape cartridges would take, if I was to do that, I mean, that would be like 10 hours plus. It was just insanely long to do all of those by hand. So it's excellent to see you have that equipment and can offer those white labeled services for vapes. So is that, as far as the CBD vapes, is that a big element of AMS, is creating CBD focused vapes and the white labeling? And then also, can you dive into a little bit more specific on the retail products, the ones that say you have available now and aren't necessarily white labeled or take formulation for AMS to produce for a company?
Okay. Yeah, so first and foremost, we're really focused on research and development, ingredient manufacturing, as well as the design, engineering, and out-licensing of these skids. So another service we're eventually going to offer is being able to put together a chromatography skid for a lab that may not have the expertise or may not be comfortable running chromatography, and be able to offer that to them that we can tap in remotely, which is a great feature to offer to clients, because that's what VapeJet has offered to us. I mean, they are in there on our initial setup, helping us dial everything in with the VapeJet, and there's no issues with troubleshooting. Any small issue is solved very quickly, because they can come right into the machine. So we're going to follow, you know, we've had plans to follow that same model once we release our licensing skids, so that labs can, you know, do chromatography on their own as well, and we can help them remotely from our facility here, and you know, create partnerships with other labs that way. As far as the vape products, we are in the process of our brand discovery, and we are launching our own retail line. So we don't have an active retail line. It's going to start with vapes, and it will definitely be featured on the CanTrade platform as soon as it's ready to go, with all product imaging and packaging. But the part that we have down now is more of our hardware and our formulations and our different flavors. And now we're bringing the brand to life so that we'll be able to launch that. So really right now we're focusing on the sale of the bulk, you know, vape, as well as the white labeling service. If groups, you know, want to have vapes white labeled, or if they, you know, like I mentioned, want to fill themselves, we can also sell the concentrated kilos of whichever terpene profile they choose. So, You know, that we're moving and pivoting to some different things so that we can still offer, you know, people our great products before our retail line is fully available, you know, to launch. So, and those are things we'll do even after the retail line is moving forward. We're still going to be offering white labeling. We're going to be expanding that to tinctures and topicals and things of that nature, which will all also follow in with our vape retail line. It's going to all be under that brand, but the vape product is going to be the first product to launch under that brand. So,
very cool. Do you have a time frame? Do you have an expected launch date? And then also, do you have a name, a brand? You said you're in brand discovery. Do you have anything you want to share with us there? Or is it still too early? Yeah,
it's still under lock and key for now. But as soon as we have it ready to go, you know, we're expecting to have sample packaging done so we can get product images up on the site. And even if we don't have it active for purchase, it will at least allow people to see what's coming soon. And we do plan on launching a landing page sooner than later, an Instagram account sooner than later, so that we can start spreading awareness. You know, our whole focus is going to be on botanicals. So we are going to be infusing some other botanicals into, you know, the vape line as well to promote different effects. And, you know, we're working with a couple of great groups, you know, based out of different locations around the world to source some of these botanical oils as well.
The O Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
So that makes me think of one feature I just want to mention here that we offer on CanTrade. When you are ready and you do have the name, the images, and you want to actually start being able to take orders, you can do that and you can set the product to have a future date where the launch is available. So if your product was going to be available in December, you can set it to be available in December and people can start to order and pre-order it within the CanTrade application. So definitely be sure to take advantage of that. Also, when you get closer to the launch date and you actually have a specific time, just let us know. Let's get you back on here, back on the Hemp Show. You can just dive specifically into that new brand and those products.
Absolutely. And I would love, you know, depending how many people you have reached out for next month's Hemp Show, I'd love to just pop on, even if it's for a shortened time, to give everyone an update as to where we are. You know, we're hoping by around Christmas time, we will have some teaser images and some packaging done. And I'm hoping by January 1st, we'll be able to launch. But I don't want to set that in stone. We're still, you know, going with the flow. Things happen. There's delays, especially with everything going on, you know, in the world with COVID and things of that nature. So we're trying to push forward as quickly as we can, but without sacrificing, you know, any quality there. So
sure. Yeah, just keep us updated and we'll keep the community updated. We'll make sure we get out, you know, information on when it's going to launch and so on, and then get you back on here. Yeah. Now going backwards, when you talk about things like white label and product formulation, can you talk a bit about the specific process that a company would engage with you if they wanted to develop a product with your services?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with that, we love for anyone with any questions, even if you're just curious, to please reach out. You know, we love having conversations with people and, you know, finding a way to work with people, because it's not always clear right off the bat, but then in conversation, you know, there may be something that, you know, two groups can work out. And so with that being said, you know, if you do have any interest, we've got a variety of different R&D products. We've got roll-ons, we have sublingual sprays that can be formulated to various cannabinoid profiles and flavors. There's a R&D sex gel that our scientist has developed. There's a lot of different things he has like on his shelf of products that we haven't even, you know, really brought yet. We've seen little samples of them. We've tried the smaller samples, but these are things that we're going to be scaling up and offering at a white labeling offering to people so that they can, you know, label these products themselves. As you know, our nano water is something we're really excited about. So there's definitely a variety of products. You know, just reaching out and starting the conversation is the best place to go. And then we'll really dive into the specifications that you want to see in that product. And that goes for all of our formulations. We can do custom formulations with, you know, the different cannabinoid profiles And not to pivot too much off topic, I just wanted to check how much time I have because there was one other thing I did want to get out there, you know, before.
You got about a minute left. Sorry, I could have given you a warning.
Yeah, that's no issue. So with that minute warning, you know, we are really looking to, with harvest season, you know, wrapping up for most people or, you know, right in the middle of it. You know, we want to speak about our tolling services because we do have this distillation skid that's up and running. We've got a contract on there, so we will be freed up in the beginning of December to take on new contracts. And if that's something anyone is interested in, if they have biomass that's been run to crude and you know, we're entertaining all sorts of solutions from splits as well as, you know, bulk pricing with larger orders, we believe that we'll have one of the most competitive pricing charts in the industry. So, you know, that's our goal, is to be able to provide a consistent product and to be able to do it at a great price so that, you know, farmers and labs who don't have the ability to get their, you know, biomass or crude to a final distillate product, you know, we're able to do that very efficiently and at a great cost. So with that being said, you know, Mark, thank you for having me. Well, there's any other questions?
More time to talk about the toll processing, because obviously the time of the year, that's important. But we'll make sure to follow up with you. And like I said, get that information blasted out to the CanTrade network. If you're interested in connecting with Bill and AMS Solutions, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the AMS Solutions wholesale menu posted in the webinar chat, along with the CanTrade feed and on the podcast show notes. Thank you again for joining us, Bill.
Mark, thanks for having me. And thank you, everyone, for joining.
Very cool. Looks like we're going to see you again soon. So,
absolutely, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Bye.